The peaceful village of Verrières sits along the banks of the meandering Seine. The hamlets of Saint-Aventin and Saint-Martin were merged after the French Revolution to form the present-day village. Verrières has experienced plenty of tragic episodes throughout its history. During the campaign in northeast France, Austrian cavalry troops waged battle there in February 1814 and again in July 1815. More recently, during the Second World War, a Royal Air Force bomber was shot down by a German fighter plane over the village at 3 a.m. on the 26th of July 1944. The pilot is said to have deliberately maneuvered the stricken plane to avoid hitting the village. The five deceased crew members are all buried in the village cemetery. The Saint-Pierre et Saint-Paul Church, dating from the 16th century, is a simple and graceful building standing by the roadside. The Latin cross-shaped church was listed as a historic monument in 1937. Its stained-glass windows, from the 16th century Troyes glass painting school, were listed in 1894. The western entrance door features an elegant sculpted tympanum dating from around 1530, depicting the coronation of the Virgin by the Holy Trinity. It is surrounded by an ornament showing various scenes of David and the lion, and Samson and Delilah, plus plant and other ornamental details. It is a stunning example of local sculpture and was made a listed historic monument in 1909. Next to the church stands a war memorial atop a pedestal with a laurel wreath and a military cross, a tribute to those who lost their lives in the First World War. On the outskirts of Saint-Aventin, a former parish that was merged with Verrières, stands a Romanesque chapel dating from the 12th century. It was later altered in the 16th and 19th centuries. The chapel was listed as a historic monument in 1926, along with much of its furniture, sculptures, and other religious items. Legend has it that a hermit once lived here and saved a wounded bear. He is depicted alongside the bear.